The ask is very simple here, that all people who are immunocompromised would receive the second booster vaccine without delay. I cannot understand why this isn't happening. We're told that there's no shortage of vaccines, so clearly it would make absolute sense to vaccinate the most vulnerable in society. And in particular, I'll give you an example. Somebody with type 1 diabetes is in the same cohort as somebody with type 2 diabetes. Now, we all know that type 1 diabetes is much more challenging and has a much bigger health risk than type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is more often than not brought on as a result of lifestyle, whereas type 1 diabetes is something you're born with. So clearly, you know, it's not, in my view, appropriate that they would be both in the one cohort. Clearly, we want to see all of them vaccinated, but there is a delay. It's not an acceptable delay as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to know why. And indeed, if we look at the vaccine programme in general and the booster vaccine in general, we need an information campaign, a revised information campaign in terms of vaccines in general. Because I believe there is a bit of slippage. People are a little bit careless in terms of taking their booster shots. So I think we need a renewed information campaign in terms of the benefits of the COVID-19 booster vaccine. COVID hasn't gone away. You know that, Minister. We all know it. And there are still people getting sick from COVID, and there are people in hospital from COVID, and there are people in intensive care as a result of COVID. So clearly, there is an absolute benefit in the vaccine. And we saw that during the recent Omicron wave. The numbers of people hospitalised were way down, even though the numbers who actually tested positive for COVID were way up. And the number of people who were in intensive care was significantly down, in spite of the fact that it was rampant throughout the community. And why was that? That was because 97% of the Irish people are vaccinated. That's why. So vaccines do work. They won't prevent you from getting COVID, but they will prevent you from getting sick, and very sick when you get COVID, in a lot of cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases. So we're in a situation now where there are immunocompromised people out there waiting to be called to get their booster shot, their second booster shot. And to me, that's not acceptable. Some have got it from their GPs, but many, many have not. And if they look for it, they're told it's not their turn yet. Now, there's something seriously wrong. I don't know who's to blame, whether it's NIAC, or whether it's the minister, or whether it's the department, or the HSE. But really and truly, can somebody please explain to me the logic of not vaccinating with the second booster shot people who are immunocompromised? It's very, very simple. And it just doesn't make sense. And finally, I know there's been a lot of talk along COVID, but while I have the opportunity, I think there's a huge body of work that needs to be done in terms of people who are still suffering from long COVID. We're hearing a lot of talk about it, but we're not seeing too much walking in terms of delivery. But that's for another day. But I really hope, Minister, that you're going to have some positive news in terms of the people who are most vulnerable in our society who need to get a second booster shot in order to protect their health and ensure that they don't get sick or they don't lose their lives in COVID.